This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Do you love science and food? Well, what's not to love there? This next story might just inspire a road trip. Salt rising bread is an Appalachian tradition dating back hundreds of years. Think manifest destiny, covered wagons, scarcity, and improvised recipes. Reporter Erica Barras takes us to the border of Pennsylvania and West Virginia to understand the science behind a strange smelling bread that's uniquely American.
Finally ready to order.
All right.
I'm going to order a...
John Fahey woke up before dawn and drove 30 miles to get here.
Bacon. Order a tomato gravy.
He's sitting at a table at the Rising Creek Bakery on the Pennsylvania-West Virginia border, waiting for his breakfast of stewed tomatoes over salt rising bread. Growing up in Weston, West Virginia, Fahey ate the bread all the time. But until he stumbled upon the Rising Creek Bakery, he hadn't had it in decades.
It has a density, it has a different taste to it that a loaf of regular bread or a loaf of whole wheat bread doesn't have.
Don't let the name fool you. This bread isn't salty, as its name would imply. It's dense and chewy and has a slightly funky, cheesy taste. And what makes it different from other loaves of bread? The answer hits you like a wave as you enter the bakery's kitchen.
Bubbly and smelly.
That's how Jenny Bardwell, the owner and head baker here at Rising Creek, describes the aromas filling the air in her kitchen.
It has a really strong smell, which is a very good sign with salt rising bread.
You see, the difference between a loaf of regular bread and salt rising bread has to do with the yeast, or in Bardwell's kitchen, the lack of it.
Of course, there's no yeast in salt rising bread. It's just a natural fermentation that is with cornmeal and or potatoes and has to sit overnight in a heated location.
Jenny Bardwell's bakery is one of the few places that makes this bread. That's because it takes a long time, anywhere from 9 to 12 hours, and the art of it has been dying with generations. You see, salt rising bread originated here in Appalachia during the early days of westward expansion. Because commercial yeast wasn't available until the mid-1800s, pioneer women crossing the country in wagon trains had to improvise to get their bread to rise. So they'd combine ingredients along the salt barrel strapped to the side of the family wagon, thus the name. The day sun would make the ingredients bubble and ferment. By night, they could bake their bread. When Jenny Bardwell opened Rising Creek in Mount Morris, Pennsylvania, she had to learn how to make this bread. So she knocked on doors and stepped into kitchens.
But we went back to kind of the source of salt rising bread, the women who make it in the hills around here.
Her biggest takeaway from these visits, every loaf of bread needs a new starter culture. Typically, that's yeast, though it doesn't have to be. Rising Creek makes theirs with cornmeal, water, and thyme. In that starter culture is a common bacteria.
Is that Clostridium perfringens, James?
Yeah. Okay. Clostridium perfringens is a common bacteria found in soil, in raw meats, and in the intestines of normal, healthy people. And it's the source of that funky smell the bread gives off as it rises. At Bruce McLean's lab at the University of Pittsburgh, hundreds of strains of this bacteria are scrutinized.
Well, here's what it looks like growing it. You can also grow it in a liquid media, too, with broth culture is called. You can actually see the bubbles there from the gas. That's the same thing would happen in the bread, too, that would make the gas, and that's what causes the bread to rise. So.
Clostridium perfringens is an anaerobe, says McLean, so it doesn't grow in the presence of air, and it's killed by heat, including the long, steady heat salt-rising bread needs to rise. That's why it's not toxic in salt-rising bread. McLean, a professor in microbiology, has spent decades studying this bacteria. But when Jenny Bardwell and salt rising bread blogger Susan Brown approached McLean 20 years ago, hoping to learn more about the science behind this bread, he was at a loss.
No, I'd never heard of it at all. You know, it was completely new to me.
Back at the Rising Creek Bakery, the science and history takes a backseat to the tastes and memories it can percolate for customers like John Fahey, who says every bite reminds him of his childhood in the 1960s.
Salt rising bread, which is a food from my young days, along with stewed tomatoes, I just thought, wow, this is a big deal. This is a treat.
For The Pulse, I'm Erica Barris.